Oh, great. Shit. My brand new shoes. Oh, God damn it. Fuck. I'm home. Tootsie. There you are. Hey, girl. Did you pee in the house? Was that a yes or a no? Aw, Tootsie, we've been through this 100 times. Alcohol isn't for dogs. Plus, you're underage. Come on, let's see what's on TV.
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago.
In a critical condition after a...
Recorded in front of a lot.
Hello, Mr. Carpenter. You have 3 new messages. Message 1.
Hello, my name's Daniel Sanderson.
I'm not dealing with work on a Friday night.
I've been trying to put my house on the market, and I was told that you were the man.
Message saved. Message 2.
I'm looking for Mr. Carpenter. I came across one of your business cards, and I'd like to talk to you.
More work.
Message saved. Message 3.
Hey, buddy. It's Steven from work. Hey, man. Me and the guys were talking about this canoeing trip we have coming up. It's going to be all guys, no women. Thinking about getting some coke, maybe some heroin, some prostitutes. You know how that goes. So, don't leave me hanging. Call me back.
I'm happy being alone.
What's up?
Message deleted. You have no more new...
Oh, come on. It's 1 a.m. Nope, I'm not picking up the phone. No, fuck off. It's Friday night. Give it a rest. They'll call back. Fine. Hello?
Justin! Is this Justin?
Yeah, do you know what time...
Listen, man, you gotta help me. These mental motherfuckers were after me, man.
Whoa.
I don't even know where I am. We're all out here, bro.
Whoa, dude, just stop. Hold on a second. Whoa,
hold on a minute.
Let me turn the TV down. Let me turn the TV down.
You gotta do something, man.
Is this fucking real? How do I do something? I don't even know where you are.
Please.
I don't know what you want me to do. How the fuck did you get my number? What the fuck's going on, man? This better not be a fucking prank. I'm telling you that now.
It's fucking insane, man. I'm so scared. Help me.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, okay?
I don't know what to do.
Okay, calm down. Just let me think. How'd you get my number? Because this doesn't make any sense unless I know how you got my number. I have to keep myself safe, you understand? So, if you can tell me how you got my number and it makes sense to me, then I can...
From the card, man. Your business card was in the phone booth. You sell real estate, right?
Oh, fuck, yes. From the cards.
You're just a carpenter.
Yeah. I put my business cards in the phone booth to try to get more business.
Look, Justin, I'm Andrew. I don't have much time. 911 keeps putting me on hold, and I'm all out of money, and they're gonna fucking find me again, man.
Okay.
Please.
Look, I really want to help, but this is really fucked up.
I know. What do I do?
Okay, Andrew, just breathe. Just take a look around you and tell me what you see.
I don't know. There's a fucking church over there, some woods, and a payphone. It's dark. I don't see anything else. Not even a house. I'm running out of time, man. You gotta help.
Okay. Church, woods, payphone. The phone booth. Andrew, I know where you are. You're on the road that leads to my house.
I think they're coming. I'll buy a fucking house. Just get me out of this shit, man.
Fuck.
I can hear them.
Right, okay. You need to run right now.
Which way?
Run past the church, up the hill, and... Just run, Andrew. Andrew! Hello? Fuck! I'm supposed to be staying out of trouble. This reeks of trouble. I don't need any more trouble. I need a drink. Just one drink. It's not gonna hurt anything. Fuck! I don't need this right now. This is what I get for self-advertising in fucking public phone booths. Might as well just take an ad out in the yellow pages under murder. Who even uses phone booths and phone books anymore? Fuck! I'm so stupid! Damn it, Doodle, shut up! All right. I have to calm down and breathe. Remember the Wim Hof technique? Whew. Okay, I need to think. Maybe he finds help before he gets to me. Yeah, maybe he finds help before he gets here. No, the church is only a mile away. And this is the only house for at least 4 miles. Fuck! Think. What do I do? I'll call for help. Yeah. Okay, where's the phone? All right. 911 is just simply 911. Okay. Everything's gonna be fine. Come on. Just pick up the
phone. You're through to Marcus with a C. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yes, thank God. I've got a huge nightmare situation going on right now.
Sir, please calm down.
What?
You're coming across a little abrasive, don't you think?
What? No, well, maybe. I'm just really...
Sir, I'm not going to ask you again to calm down.
I am calm. This is urgent and you're...
Sir, do not swear or shout at me again or I will terminate the call.
What? I never swore at you. And I'm only talking like this because I don't know what to do.
And you're still shouting.
What?
Yep.
No. This is a whisper with a shouty voice. And I'm only whisper shouting because I'm scared and this is urgent.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say?
I tried to, but you...
What can I do you for?
Well, Marcus, as I tried to tell you already, I have an emerging emergency.
Uh-huh. And your name? Number? Number's optional.
Okay. Justin Carpenter and...
G-U-S-T-E-N. Justin, lovely name.
Yeah, thanks, but that's not how you spell it, and I...
Sir, it doesn't matter. We haven't got all day.
I know!
Sir! Language!
What did I say?
Sir, why don't you just relax and tell me what your emergency is?
Yeah, okay. I can do that. So, I came home from work, turned on the TV, and the phone...
I'm sorry, Gustin. I'll have to place you on hold.
No! Don't put me on hold, Marcus! And my name's not... Gustin.
Hello, Gustin. It's Marcus with the C here again.
It's just...
You called about an emergency?
Yes, of course I did. You put me on hold.
Fantastic. You're doing great. You're safe.
What do you mean I'm safe? You don't even know what's wrong. You
Let me stop you right there. We've got a high school kid over on Melrose Avenue who's just beat his mom to death with a baseball bat, and now he's holding his girlfriend Hannah hostage.
But
you're fine. Don't worry.
What?
I'm just gonna place you on hold real quick.
Marcus, no! You put me on hold again? Damn you! Fuck! What am I gonna do if Andrew shows up here while I'm on hold? And what if he's been followed? I'm not prepared for this. I don't even know who this guy is. I don't know what to do. What do I say when he gets here? Do I open the door? Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, I am going out of my mind. But I need to calm down. I can handle this. I just need to...
Okay, Gustin, sorry about keeping you waiting, but if you'd like to go ahead...
Yeah, actually, Marcus, could you just put me back on hold? I think the music was actually helping me think.
Sure!
Shit! Fuck! Fuck! Shh! No, come here. You go in there. Go in there. Lay down. Shh! Stay. Right. Stay. Fuck. Hello. Jesus. Shit.
Somebody, please.
Jesus.
I need help.
Christ, shit. Oh, fuck. Hello?
Gustin.
Yeah.
Oh, thank fucking God, man. Oh. Thank you.
I just want to...
Open the door, man. Come on.
Fuck.
Please.
Hey, look.
Please, man.
Look, Andrew.
I'm bleeding out.
Andrew.
I can't feel my fucking leg.
Oh, God, man. I don't know if I'm comfortable letting a stranger just walk into my house. I mean...
What do you mean, stranger? I just spoke to you on the phone. You told me to come here.
No, I didn't really. I meant...
Yes, you did. You practically gave me directions.
Shit.
You've got to let me in, man.
I don't know you. You called me from a payphone 10 minutes ago.
What? Why would you tell me to come to your house if you weren't going to fucking help me, man? Just open the door.
I can't do that.
Why the fuck not?
Because what if you're just playing the victim to get me to open the door and then you're going to come in and stab me or something?
No, I'm a real life victim. If you don't help me, I'm going to fucking bleed to death. I'm fucking scared.
I'm fucking scared too, shit.
I am telling you the truth.
Well, how do I know that? Put yourself in my shoes. What would you do if someone came to your house and started saying all the stuff you're saying to me?
Okay.
It's fucking crazy, man. What am I supposed to believe? What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
I don't know who to call. I've tried calling. Jesus. Okay, look, man, just take it easy. We're both just scared here, and I don't know, I think our emotions are getting the better of us. Trust me, Andrew, we'll figure this out. I'm just not so sure opening the door is the safest option right now, you know? Hey, you still there? Andrew? Andrew, what's going on out there? Andrew? Oh, fuck. Andrew? Fuck. Are you... Is this really... Oh, my God.
You gotta help me.
You're bleeding everywhere. Andrew?
Yeah?
We gotta get you up off the ground and into the house. Okay?
Oh, man.
I'm gonna lift you up. Ready? Come on. Hold on to me.
No. It hurts too much.
Look, I know it hurts, but you can't lay out here bleeding all over the porch. We've gotta get you inside before anybody sees you. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay. I got you. I got you. Just 1 foot in front of the other.
It hurts, man.
Yeah, I know, but we've got to get you inside. Come on. Okay. Good. Nearly there. We're inside. Just hang on a minute.
What? Why are we stopping?
I want to lock the door.
Is that really fucking necessary?
Of course it's fucking necessary. You've got God knows what type of fucking maniac hillbilly motherfuckers after you. Almost there.
It hurt, man.
Just a few more steps, Andrew. Come on.
I'm trying, man.
Okay. I need to set you down. You're too fucking heavy. Come on.
Easy.
Come on. Let go of me. There you go.
Fuck. Easy, man.
Oh, get over it.
Don't even be so rough. I'm already fucked.
Hold on. You stay right there. I'll be right back. I think you're fine.
I'm gonna pass out.
You've got a broken leg, but I don't think it's gonna kill you. You're safe. For the time being.
Just a man. I can't see.
It's just because of the pain, man.
I think I'm gonna pass out.
Just go to sleep if you need to. I'll be right back.
I think I'm gonna pass out, man.
You're fine, man.
Hey.
Here's to Andrew.
What the fuck, man?
Here's to Andy. Dress him up. We call him Mandy.
Why am I chained to a fucking table, man? You fucking psycho.
Walking big and standing tall.
Fucking funny, man.
Why was Andrew Liner born at all?
What? How do you know my fucking last name?
I said, why were you even born at all? Why? Do you know that song, Andy? Huh? Do you? University of Waterloo. Sigma Chi. Come on.
I don't fucking know.
You're no fucking use to anyone. No fucking use at all.
What are you doing? What are you doing? No. No.
Drink, motherfucker!
Please!
Drink! Drink it all, bitch!
What the fuck?
Andrew the Line Liner.
Who are you?
Welcome to the Alpha and Omega Basement. My very own frat house.
Who are you?
Fate has chosen you.
What?
Isn't that fucking great?
No!
It's fucking beautiful!
No, this is not fucking cool, man!
Oh, come on! Be excited!
Please!
You're a pledge! Shut the fuck up! No one can hear you! This house is the only house for miles! And you're in my fucking basement! Who would have known that you would have come to my house? Andrew the Line Liner came to my fucking door!
Wrapped up like a Christmas present.
Ding dong!
Please!
Please!
Please, let me go!
You're pathetic.
I don't want to die, man. I'm a good person.
Do you think I believe that?
I don't deserve this.
As convincing as you sound, whining like a fucking mutt.
I have a family. Fans. Come on.
I'm doing your family a favor.
I won't tell anyone. I swear.
You know, Andrew, I was trying to change. I didn't want to be like this anymore.
You saved my life tonight, man.
But then you magically landed at my house.
Please.
And I can't help myself.
Do not kill me.
But this is destiny. It's you and me in my basement. This is meant to be. You have to pay for the bad things you've done.
I don't know what I did wrong.
It's fucking mad.
How do you know who I am?
Woo, that's a good question.
You're with those fucking rednecks, aren't you?
You think I'm with those hillbilly hicks that kidnapped you? Are you serious? Do I look like some podunk country motherfucker with an asshole fetish?
No.
God, how fucking insulting. I've got a bit more class than that. I have a method and a fucking kill room. And way beyond that, I've got a motive. So, brother, say it with me.
Say what?
Sigma Chi. Sigma Chi. Sigma Chi. Sigma Chi. What's wrong? Don't you fucking remember? Look at me! Either you don't remember, or you are ashamed. Well, I didn't forget. The second I opened the door, I knew exactly who you were.
What?
Oh, I knew that 10-karat gold college ring when I saw it.
The fuck are you talking about?
The blue Tiana star.
You're fucking nuts, man.
Sigma Chi fraternity crest. It must have cost you a fortune.
What?
Now, it's gonna cost you your finger.
What? No! 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 My fucking finger!
No! Give me that fucking ring. I cut the finger.
Fucking cut my finger off, you fucking...
Now I'm taking the ring, and you can have your finger back.
Get the fuck away from me, man!
Now open wide and swallow your pride.
Oh, man!
Open your fucking mouth! Come on! Open! Now swallow it! Swallow the fucking finger! Yeah, there you go. Eat, motherfucker! Eat, motherfucker! Eat, motherfucker! Eat!
You, man. Why are you doing this to me?
Aren't we having so much fun?
Why? You fucking piece of shit!
15 years ago, Waterloo University, Sigma Chi.
I don't fucking know, man.
I was a fucking freshman.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about, man.
You were nothing more than a senior fucking psycho.
Just let me fucking go.
I was your bitch for a semester. A whole fucking semester.
Please, man. Just take me to a fucking hospital. It's not too late. You don't have to do this, man. Please.
Oh, don't play that fucking card. Don't be the innocent victim.
Please don't fucking do this.
Oh, shut up. Andrew the Line Liner. They used to call you the Line. Not because of your name, but because you did some fucked up shit when you were fucked up.
Dude, I'm fucking begging you, man, please.
Look here. Look. Remember when you branded me with your initials?
I fucking didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you fucking did.
No.
This is not a homemade tattoo of the word all. It's your initials. A-L-L. Andrew the Line Liner. It's you. You did this to me.
I didn't.
And that wasn't the half of it, was it? No. You did more.
You got it all wrong.
Remember when you shoved a funnel into my mouth and made me drink your fucking piss? You remember that?
Fucking let it go.
Well, how did mine taste? Like, revenge?
Come on, man. I was fucking young and stupid and... I was fucked up.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. He fucking admits it.
You got your fucking revenge, man. Come on.
Oh, no. Look at me. It's not over. That's not it. Wait, hold on a minute. Do you remember what you used to say to me when you would get drunk and fucked up?
No.
You used to say, I want to see what your insides look like. You used to take me upstairs into your room, feed me some fucking pills that would render me motionless, and while I lay there in your bed...
I'm not like that anymore.
Unable to move...
I have a fucking wife and kids, man.
You'd climb on top of me and force yourself on me against my will.
You never said no.
I couldn't say no. You fucking drugged me. You used to call me faggot.
Please.
While you donkey punched me in the back of the fucking head.
Please, man, don't do this.
You left me with a fucking concussion.
Okay. I'm fucking sorry.
Oh.
Is that what you want to fucking hear?
Yeah. And it takes a real big man to say sorry when he's being tortured. I can't kill you yet. Oh, that feels so fucking good. You know, I think you fucked something up in my head. I never killed anyone until you did what you did to me. And until you showed up here tonight, I was clean. Do you understand? I rehabilitated myself. I haven't killed anyone in months. I have a new job. I have a new life. I started over. But it's you. I cannot resist. I feel like fucking Frankenstein. It's so ironic. It's like Adam killing God. Because I'm a monster created by an even bigger monster. You. But all of this ends tonight. I want to be normal. I want to cut your lips off. I want to pry your jaw open. And hammer your teeth further into your skull. But hey, look on the bright side. After this, we're even. And you know what the real sickening part of it all is? I still didn't make it past the pledges. They still didn't let me into Sigma Chi. Imagine, after all that fucked up shit. Anyway, it was nice to see you again. It's exactly what I needed to set my life back on track for good. We'll call this a momentary relapse. Then I can move on with my life at the end of Europe.
What the fuck is that?
What, this? It's a chainsaw. It's loud. So, I can't hear you anymore. Now, brother. It's the end of the line. Get it? I've been saving that all night. It's funny, right? I don't know. I've been thinking about getting into some comedy after I kill you. Hey, I might not be that funny, but you never know till you try, right?
Woo!
Hold still. I think I hit your funny bone.
I'm waiting for this.
You're down one leg. Remember when you used to put stuff inside me? I always wondered what it would be like to put something inside of you. Let's try this.
See what you're inside, Bloodline.
Heads up, Andrew.
Such a strange enemy, I know. It's all in my head, but I can see it standing in doorways down the street, alone. Well, I've been so intoxicated by your lies, infatuated now. I can't leave, and I can't breathe. So wrap your tongue around the words and throw your arms around the girl. We'll be fine, it's in our hands. But your eyes are filling up, and still you just can't get enough. We'll be fine, it's in our hands. Jealousy is just another part of you and me. It's all in our hands.
We are coming, we are coming, we are coming for you.